that was one of the options. But we went with the bigger sack options.
They did have that option?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So they're gonna be delivering in the church parking lot.
Alright. Questions?
What? Bags. Oh, no, just like big sacks.
They're not bags.
Not bags, yeah. We had the two options. The 50 pounders and the
sacks are ours to keep for...
Mm-hmm. I think I'd probably just cut them underneath.
Because then I can park them outside, because I ain't guaranteeing it's gonna be done this year.
Right.
And that's the only other thing we gotta discuss. What are you doing with the wood chips? They have to be... I can't just cut them on the floor. What's that? If somebody wants them, they're very good, but then they're not. They might turn black and stay black.
Why don't we offer to give them away some for free?
If anybody wants them, I'll...
That'd be great.
I'd have to look them for them. Get rid of those wood chips somewhere.
Let's discuss this during the meeting.
Okay.
Alright, let's call the meeting order. It's 7 o'clock. Pledge of the flag. Come on, Mr. Morgan.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to make a motion to accept the minutes as submitted for the regular board meeting that was held on September 18th. A second.
Roll call, Josh Harum.
Aye.
Josh Cutler.
Aye.
Nick Morgan.
Aye.
Dustin Bliss.
Aye. I move to accept the work session minutes from October 4th, 2022, and 2023. Change that in the minutes.
Oh, 20, oh, sorry.
As submitted.
And it's the second, sorry.
Second.
Roll call, Josh Harum.
Aye.
Josh Cutler.
Aye.
Nick Morgan.
Aye.
Dustin Bliss.
Aye. Where's this resolution as attached? Are we just reading off the workplace violence prevention program statement?
No, that's not it. It's the standard workday resolution for employees.
I don't understand. Oh. What is this resolution? What, Mindy?
11.
Resolution 11 of 2023. We have a resolution. Be resolved that the town of Freedom, location code 30317, hereby establishes the following as work standard days for the employees that will report days work to New York State and local employees retirement system based on the timekeeping system or the record of activities maintained and submitted by these members to the clerk of this body. Town board, 6 hours per day on the day's work. Town justice, 6 hours. Supervisor, 6 hours. Bookkeeper, 6 hours. Town clerk, 6 hours. Dog control officer, 6 hours. Building inspector, 6 hours. And constable, 6 hours. That's a point of information. You can't go any lower than six, so that's why they are six. I make a motion to accept these changes in the standard workday hours worked.
A second.
Roll call, Josh Harum.
Aye.
Josh Cutler.
Aye.
Nick Morgan.
Aye.
And Dustin Bliss.
Aye. We have a reminder of a work session next Monday evening at 7 o'clock for the budget. Also, Halloween trick or treat times are 5 to 8 on Halloween. And, new business. We need to schedule a public hearing for meetings on two fire contracts for Arcade and Farmer's Zone, one public hearing for the 2024 town budget on November 3rd, 2023. 13th. November 13th, 2023. I make a motion as such.
Second.
Roll call. Josh Cutler, or Josh Harum, sorry.
Aye.
Josh Cutler.
Aye.
Nick Morgan.
Aye.
Dustin Bliss.
Aye. Next on the agenda is truck bids. We have everything we need here.
Amy's got one, yeah. It's not due until next year.
Okay.
The only reason it's on here now is because emissions. I was told by the Buffalo truck, Volvo salesman, that emissions are going to go crazy for 25. We're actually due to buy the truck at 25. But he says you should buy it in 24. I can ask some other salesmen to get part of the truck bids. But again, you don't have to bid them as long as they're OGS. You can just take one, pick one, whatever you want.
The state bid, you mean?
Yeah. Yeah, the OGS. But he says if you don't buy it in 24, purchase the truck in 24, he goes, you're talking 20, 30 grand more for the updated emissions. So he says, if we're thinking of buying a truck, we need to buy it by next December 31st.
And place the order or take possession?
Not take possession, but have it paid, or have it paid in the process. We need to have it being built. So we get possession probably in November of 25. In order to do that, you need to do it now because it's a year and a half to get a truck.
I'd like to have it before the next fall and plow season.
Well, do you want? Yeah, right.
I don't want to put it off. But you have to maybe review that this coming summer.
Let's say, maybe you want me to get the bid. You know, like I said, you need to.
Well, what do you want?
We need to accept one like next month. Then you accept a truck and say, we're buying this. So that it's accepted and being built by December 31st of next year.
Well, there's a year wait?
All of that. It's about a, it's 8 months for the truck and it's a year for the body.
Well, what's the difference in prices between the brands? Do you have a preference on brand?
I don't know. A lot of people don't like Volvos. We have two of them in the shop. I just like to keep the same truck, so there's filters. It's ridiculous. My filter list is a mile long because we got Kenworths and Volvos. So I don't really have a preference on the Volvo, but
I understand. Where
a lot of people are going Western Star, which is a little cheaper and it's a nice truck. So I can check. I can get bids. I got no problem getting bids. I've done it before, and then you guys can look at the bids with the different trucks and the different bodies. Both bodies we got out on the newer trucks are Viking. I'd like to stay with Viking. We like those better.
Okay. There wasn't a big price difference between Viking.
There's not a big price difference on the bodies, unless you go to Tenco. Which is a way better body, but it's outrageously more expensive. So usually the bodies are going to be either Daily Fab or Viking, because it's a big difference. So the bodies aren't a question. Probably go with Viking or, like I said, Daily Fab. They're weaker. They're not as well built. Rather than a Viking, and that's what the two are out there. The truck. I would think about maybe a Western Star, might be a little bit cheaper. They're nice trucks. But we've got two Volvos out there.
What are we replacing?
A Kenworth. They're not replacing the Volvo. Still have a Kenworth. Still have a Kenworth and two Volvos. Because the Volvo, Schmidt's truck's the oldest. It's a 2015 Volvo.
Well, just for, comparison, I think we would just have an idea of what.
So get some bids?
Yeah, I understand it's for you for having, inventory of parts. It'd be nice to have, streamlined.
Right. No, I'd switch to Western Star. It's not a big deal. It's just it does kind of suck, excuse my language, having three, you've got a Kenworth, a Volvo, and Western Star. The problem is to fix anything. We've been fixing a lot, servicing a lot lately because of the weather.
What about Sam Kenworth?
Expensive.
Parts or just the trucks?
Trucks. Mm-hmm. Set your top of the line. And actually, we went over this the last time. They don't do the extended frame anymore. So now you got to scab on a frame in the front in order to get the plow and stuff. So that's why we got rid of the Kenworth last year. Or a couple of days ago. The truck. Because they won't extend the frames anymore. They don't make an actual plow truck. They have to extend the frame.
That sounds like a weakness.
Yes, it is. So that's why we rejected it the last time. So Kenworth, and they're more expensive, besides.
Why don't we look into a Western Star?
I will, if you want, I'll get bids. I'll get bids on a Western Star, a Volvo, and we can go Mack, but nobody likes. likes Mac. They were off riding. But I'll get this tonight. You know, I think Volvo and Mac are from the same company.
Buffalo truck ones, both.
So I could get both of them from the same guy. I could get a Western Star. I could do an International again. International is pretty popular as a plow truck. But they're usually a little bit more. But like I say, Peterbilt might, I think Peterbilt still has the extended frame, but Kenworth does not.
All right.
So I'll get those.
If you're seeing someone compare it, then you know, we want your opinion on it.
All right. But yeah, like I say, we just need to probably accept it so I can call the truck company and say, like within the next month or so, we should accept it and say, make me that truck and I want it December 31st next year. Then you got time to get the body on it and it'd be ready for the next November. It'd be November 25. But we need to get the truck ordered and so they know we're going to buy it by next December 31st. Otherwise, it's going to be $30,000 more for the emissions.
Could you get a quote for the next year just so we can have it?
I can get you one for after the emissions, yes.
Okay.
I will have the bids on both before 2025 and after 2025. After the first. I'll get bids on both.
Did Jessica say she preferred the December bid or payout for next year anyway? For that at the budget meeting? We touched on this real quick, I remember.
I can't remember.
I thought she wanted to be able to buy it next December anyways for her bookkeeping.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I think the money,
she said the money's there.
Right.
Whether or not.
And as far as equipment goes, we're up. The only other thing I did also, I'm sure I didn't overstep my bounds, but the loader is at our 3-year plan.
Yeah, did you ask for a...
Asked for the 2-year. He says, good luck, because they can't get them. The same thing. So I told him like 2 weeks ago, I said, well, order me a loader. Because I said, I need one next year in November, because that's our 3-year deal. And we get a brand new loader for $36,000 trading this one in. And you can't lease a loader for $12,000 a year. So next year, 36, give or take, with the updates and options of the years going on.
So that's what they promised us.
It'll be 36 to 40. It's in the contract. It says it, because they have updates every year and it's more expensive, obviously. So it'll be 36 to 40 grand. We get a brand new loader and trade that one in. And I told him, I said, we'd be interested in signing another 3-year deal, I believe. But I said, okay, that was the board. But I told him 2 weeks ago, I said,
that was Boschman?
Yes. I told him, order me a loader. I said, we're doing this. I said, this is happening. So order me one, because I said, it's going to take 6-8 months to get it.
We did
it. And I need it by November. November is when our date's up. And we'd be stupid not to do it. So I told him, make sure you got me one online. Because he said it takes 8 months, and I'll give one up.
He needs to get us some information for the next month's board meeting if we're going to do that.
For the loader.
Yeah.
I will contact him to make sure we're all good. But yeah, I told him, I said, put me on the list. Because it's 8 months to get one. And we get a brand
new. How long have we had that in service, though?
That loader? 2 years. Okay. Two years, November 1st. It'll be 3 years.
3 years the following
November. Next November 1st. But then the contract's done, and now you're just going to go out and do what you got to do. Sell one online and try to buy a new loader. You're not going to get one for 36 grand with that on the train. Not going to happen. So if we go with them right now, we'll get a brand new loader next year.
Because they're considerably cheaper.
$36,000 with that. Because
they're considerably cheaper than what like a Hyundai was.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about Hyundai. Hyundai's about the cheapest one you can get, but there's a reason. They're nice loaders. Don't get me wrong, it's better than a little shovel. But they are nice loaders, especially when they're new. But this is a nice loader. This is the best one we've ever had, as far as I'm concerned. We had Case, we had John Deere. I didn't have John Deere at all. Case was a very nice machine, but this is better.
Anything else, Jim?
Nope.
So you'll have the truck that's on the loader bid for the next board meeting?
Yeah, well, the loader's not bid.
The price.
Right. But I'm sure it's going to be between 36 and 40. 36 is the contract price, but depends on the updates in the last 3 years. Our updates, they did cost more for that.
Actually, I had Alexa to add.
Exactly. Yes. Whatever they got to add would be on the price. So, yeah, that's all I got.
All right, next item on our agenda is the workplace violence policy. We need to institute this policy. Do we have to institute it effective immediately, or is this for...
Yes, we'll have to have this effective immediately, and then you have to review it every year at reorganization, and everybody's got to do training. So anybody who's employed by the Town of Freedom has to do training. But there's good news. I can do group trainings. So I can do like trainings with the highway guys. I can do trainings with the planning board. I can do trainings with the town board. So yes, there's good news on that. So if that's something you guys are willing to work with me, just like the sexual harassment training that I still am trying to get people to take this year. But anyway, I know you passed. I know I did. I did that training with you as well.
I thought of harass. Wasn't a how-to guy, Jim.
Anyway, so yes, we as soon as this is passed, and then I just have to let the insurance NYMER know that we passed this because this came down from NYMER.
All right, so I'll read this. Workplace violence prevention program policy statement effective.
I'll put the date.
October 16, 2023. Our municipality of Town of Freedom is concerned and committed to our employees' safety and health. We refuse to tolerate violence in the workplace and will make every effort to prevent violent incidents from occurring by implementing the Workplace Violence Prevention Program, WPVP. We will provide adequate authority and budgetary resources to responsible parties so that our goals and responsibilities can be met. All administrators, managers, and supervisors are responsible for implementing and maintaining our WPVP program. We encourage employee participation in designing and implementing our program. We require prompt and accurate reporting of all violent instances, whether or not physical injury has occurred. We will not discriminate against victims of workplace violence. A copy of this policy statement and our WPVP program is readily available to all employees from each manager and supervisor. Our program ensures that all employees, including administrators, supervisors, and managers, adhere to work practices that are designed to make the workplace more secure and do not engage in verbal threats or physical actions which create a security hazard for others in the workplace. All employees, including administrators, managers, and supervisors, are responsible for using safe work practices, for following all directives, policies, and procedures, and for assisting and maintaining a safe and secure work environment. The management of our municipality is responsible for ensuring that all safety and health policies and procedures involving workplace security are clearly communicated and understood by all employees. Managers and supervisors are expected to enforce the rules fairly and uniformly. Our program will be reviewed and updated annually. I make a motion to accept this Workplace Violence Prevention Program policy statement and move that it be reviewed annually at a reorganization meeting.
Second.
Roll call, Josh Arum.
Aye.
Josh Cutler.
Aye.
Nick Morgan.
Aye.
Dustin Bliss.
Aye. Seeing no new business, I move to public comment. Is there any?
Yes. John. I can never say your name, John Ash.
Ezra.
Yeah, Ezra. Thank you.
Evening. My name's John Ezra. I live up at the intersection of Brown Schoolhouse and Fisher Blake. And, before I make this comment, I do understand that there's a right to farm in this community, but the farmers that are working up there, they have no consideration whatsoever for the people that live in that area. They're dragging mud out on that road, and I watched them yesterday when they cut the corn, and I watched them today when they were spreading manure, and they could fill those trucks on the highway with the type of machinery they have, but they're backing down into those fields, even with all the mud, and they're dragging it out on the street. You can go up there tonight and see it. It's a real mess again. And the issue that I have is that all that crap's running into my front yard, and I'm getting tired of cleaning it up. So I don't know if something could be done by the committee here. Talk to the farmer, or if I have to go talk to him, but I don't think it's, I just think it's inconsiderate.
You're talking to the farmer.
Pardon?
I said you're talking to the farmer right now.
Okay.
So I think, personally, I don't have an issue working with neighbors. So your time would be better sort of calling me than coming to the town board.
Are you the one that cuts that? Are you the one that's cutting those fields up there?
But John Morris fields up there too. I know where he lives.
Yeah, I know where he lives. Yeah, I'm directly across the intersection.
Yeah. I watched a guy back into the field today with his four-wheel drive pickup truck and spinning the wheels and coming out of there. Why did he go in there with that pickup truck?
What does it matter to you?
Because he's dragging all the mud out on the highway.
Then don't live in a town where there's farmers.
It's a high traffic area.
Don't live in a town where there's farmers. We clean the road off. On the day we were cutting that corn, I had employees sitting up there the entire day scraping the road off.
I did not see anybody up there cleaning that.
Well, then you must have poor vision because they were there.
Honestly,
so if you're going to come to the town board and try to cause problems with a local farmer, particularly me, I guess I have a lack of sympathy for your tactics. And if you think trucks can sit on the road, you're wrong. It's blocking the highway. We are to get off the road.
I watched a truck today.
So you think if one of my trucks got ran into by a vehicle, that we wouldn't get sued?
Let's drop this subject. That's my complaint, okay, about dragging all that mud out on the road. You can go up there tonight, it's a friggin' mess. Okay, and if you don't want to believe what I'm telling you, fine. And I don't care who you are, all right? The next topic I have is that intersection. I'm tired of cleaning up the rock up there. I watched two guys get out of a truck one day with a broom sweeping that intersection off.
Okay.
And you know what I'm talking about.
I swept that. I was one of the guys up there.
Right.
I put stakes up there with cones and people
come. And the cones would be run over by the farmers.
So I got a little stakes and cones and everybody cuts the corn and kicks rocks over there. Cheney Road's horrible. I agree with him on that. Cheney Road's horrible. But I put stakes and cones up and everybody complains about the stakes and cones. But it only keeps them on the road.
I would just like...
Your time's over.
I know. I would just like a professional opinion on what can be done with that intersection up there. That's all I'm asking for. Thank you.
Those steaks and
cold
back up tomorrow.
Is there
an Denise Willard.
Yeah, I don't have much. We do have some members in our community that find it hard to get to town board meetings, but they'd like to be involved. One member is a veteran. He can't leave the house due to PTSD and injuries from IEDs. And we did Zoom for a little bit with COVID. Could we do Zoom? I mean, there's parents find it hard to leave the kids behind, or elderly that they'd like to know. I had a coworker this morning that said, I really don't want to go to a town board meeting, but I wouldn't mind watching. So wouldn't it be advantageous to, I mean, this guy served his country. He can't leave his home. Just a thought, maybe Hammond, talk amongst yourself. I mean, it would be, I would think, easy to do. There's WebEx, there's Zoom, what is that big screen for? I've never seen it used.
It's only for the cameras, and it's only for the court use.
Okay. Aaron Altman, Dean?
Marcia North.
Well, it's going to be election time again. And Dustin, you ran for more money for the town since you became supervisor. Your salary went up $13,500 to $14,700, and contractual money up from $2,000 to $2,500, about an 8.7% increase, which is pretty good for 2 years. Councilman John Hill, when was he here at the last town board meeting? Was it January?
November.
It was November.
That was the last time. He was here for the organizational meeting in January. That's it. He hasn't been to a regular board meeting since November.
So I know that you have stated before at the meeting that you have not talked to him And yet, you've got to be continuing to sign his paychecks. How is that benefiting town residents? There are more significant salary increases the town board has approved under your leadership. Dustin, your way of getting money for the town is by giving Benergy what they want. How about it being the other way around and they start working with and giving us what they want because they need us? Again, there are only 25 household leaseholders in Freedom that will get money directly from the SWIN project at this time. The rest of the leaseholders do not live in town, will not spend their money here, and will not develop their land in this town once the turbines are here. And we still don't know what the end project is because we don't know what the final turbine is going to be, which won't be till the last minute. In the surrounding towns, there is no one building homes near the turbines, so that makes a decrease in tax revenue. We already know that 60 residents in Orangeville, 100 residents in Arkwright, other residents that live near these wind projects, they will see a decrease in their property value due to their flicker and the noise, and the people do not want to live near them. And there's one other thing that I would like to see, Dustin. A town resident has just came in here, wants to talk to you about his concerns, and you want to just argue and push him off. Where are town residents supposed to go when they have concerns and issues? Where are they supposed to go? Who do they speak to?
Are you expecting an answer from me?
I would like an answer.
No, this is called public comment. Use up the rest of your 17 seconds.
I guess I don't have any more to say.
Anyone else?
No.
All right. I move to accept our reports and communications as submitted.
Second.
Josh Harum.
Aye.
Josh Cutler.
Aye.
Nick Morgan?
Aye.
Dustin Bliss?
Aye. I move for the acceptance of general voucher 215 to 237 in the amount of $4,585.68 for the yearly amount of $122.82 and $82.73. So moved.
How many cents did you say?
73. Second.
Roll call, Josh Harum.
Aye.
Josh Cutler.
Aye.
Nick Morgan.
Aye.
Dustin Bliss.
Aye. I move for the acceptance of the highway voucher 99 through 108 for the amount of $17,382.51 for an annual amount of $593,747.56. So moved.
Roll call, Josh Harum.
Aye.
Josh Cutler.
Aye.
Nick Morgan.
Aye.
And Dustin Bliss.
Aye. I move for accepting acceptance of lighting district voucher 10 of 10 for the amount of $231.87 for a yearly amount of $2,707.25.
Second.
Roll call, Josh Harum.
Aye.
Josh Cutler.
Aye.
Nick Morgan.
Aye.
Dustin Bliss.
Aye. I move the acceptance of Safe Act Monies voucher 2 through 3 for the amount of $73,134.44 for a yearly amount of $120.604.44.
Second.
Roll call, Josh Harum.
Aye.
Josh Cutler.
Aye.
Nick Morgan.
Aye.
Dustin Bliss.
Aye. I move to...
You said you want an executive session.
Yeah, we have to close this general meeting at 7:28 and open the executive session at the same time. For Article... Transmission line.
Article 7.
Second.
Did you second it? Roll call,
aye.
Josh Harum, Josh Cutler,
aye.
Nick Morgan, Dustin Bliss.
Aye.
Yes, that means to go first.
Ferris has been working. That's the key. That's the Ferris guy.
Yeah.
That's the one here. We can make it. We've been nursing it all. Yeah.
We can nurse it one more year.
As long as we can plan it. John Deere, we need to guess.
I'll get you that, don't worry.
Well, you can't leave it in your seat.
I can leave it. Do you want it now?
Yeah. I might have to go get the parts tomorrow. Depends on when they order it.
For shunning me when I got home. Who have you been talking to?
Who you been with, yeah.
Too much attention.
Oh my gosh, they were crazy. It was great. It was great. They were so cute.
You were the one to ask who do the town residents go to if they have questions.
Yes.
I think that would be a good lead for the neighbor, don't you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was...
And what did he say?
Anything shut down.
He didn't say anything.
He didn't say anything. He said, did you expect me to answer that? This is public comment time. Well, it's July 24th.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
What am I supposed to say? Because you're only going
to talk. Yeah, right number on one, I'll write number on the restaurant. You've got to suck it loose until I'm out of here.
Is he up again?
Not now. That's another 2 years. I'm still waiting for the better roads and lower taxes from 2019, and then he ran that again in 2022, right? No, it was 2021 before 2022. And if you want better roads and lower taxes to vote for him.
And he's gone into, he's called executive session for this Article 7 before. Which has to do with transmission lines.
Thank you.
In my opinion, I don't think it's... I can't physically stop them, but I don't know that that's legal because, according to what I've heard, what I understand, he does have...
he has a lease.
So I find this highly inappropriate, but...
He's got 6 leases. Six signed leases.
I find it exceedingly inappropriate, but I could only make note in the paper. I mean, I obviously can't physically stop them, but I just.
I don't know if they're in some meeting minutes. I'd have to look it up. but yeah.
It's not the right place.
Okay, and where is Mr. Hill?
Oh gosh, who knows? He hasn't been here since his last time here was on January 7th.
And in my last article before you came on, I made mention that he hasn't been here and yet he's still getting paid.
Yeah.
And I confirmed that with Dustin.
His last regular board meeting was in November.
And evidently, I mean, that you can be paid, but he's done nothing to contribute, to do a job.
As far as I'm concerned, he's stealing taxpayer money.
Is he
theft of service?
Yeah, I agree.
No. On January 7th, at the near the end of the board meeting, he told Dustin and I guess the rest of the board that if they did not ban Rick Lang,
my husband, and
Dan
Myers,
that he would not return, he would resign, and he would not run in November. Well, he hasn't returned, he didn't resign, and he is not running.
See, I mean, I agree with you guys on the John Hill thing. It's an elected official.
Yes.
Elected official should be here or not get paid.
Right.
He's getting paid.
But because he's elected.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say another thing is it's not Dustin's fault he's getting paid.
True.
Because you've got to pay him.
True.
Because he's elected. But that should be changed.
Yes.
If you don't show up, you don't get paid. That's the way it should be. But it's not.
It should be. And there's got to be.
Exactly. I agree with you guys 100% on that. He hasn't been here, he shouldn't get paid.
Easy job.
I mean, I wouldn't get paid if I didn't show up, other than I do have time. Unless I charge my out, I have to charge my time.
Yeah, no, I agree 100% on that. He ain't here, you're not getting paid, you shouldn't. He's supposed to be here. Those five people are supposed to be here.
Mm-hmm. I get it. Once in a while, you're ill,
six people
your vacation or whatever. I get that. But almost a year later?
Yeah, well, evidently he's afraid of Rick and he's afraid of Dan Myers. His wife tells him to be. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%.
She's a lunatic.
Well, I also, it's not his fault.
It's not whose fault?
John or Dustin's.
No, it is not
his fault. He's an elected official.
Yes.
He can do that.
Why
has anybody?
No.
Yeah, that law should be changed.
All
that
I could do was put it in my paper that he was not here.
The hard part is you can't
get word out to people.
If I wasn't going to be here, I'd resign.
You can show up.
What?
I said if I wasn't going to be, well, I don't have to be here, but if I was on board and I wasn't going to be here, I'd resign.
Well, he said he was going to remain.
Well, he should have resigned like a month later or 2 months
later. Why would he if he can do nothing
and
still
collect money? But that's the county's
fault.
Evidently,
there's a lawsuit coming.
But that's the county's fault because that's the rules.
Yeah. No, right, and it's not
that's what you get when you're not getting at my county handbook. I don't have to be here. I don't have to be at work. My county handbook is ridiculous. I have to show up to work 4 days a year once I'm elected.
I can be late for
you wouldn't get
to be here.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
And if I show up 4 days a year, I can keep my job and get paid.
Well, that's what it says
here.
For general, that's all
job.
He's got to do.
Seriously, that's what my county book says. It's ridiculous.
Oh,
I try to get it changed. There's nothing you can do
about it. It probably says the same for them,
elected.
Then.
Wow.
And if that's the case, there's nothing they can do.
My county job.
I'd like to see, well, this is county, this is a town, but I'd like to see what
like that, that's even better than the state.
Well,
like
anything is better than the state.
Yeah, I'm supposed to, according to my book, I have to tell the men what to do, which I can do on the phone. And I have to check roads, bridges, and highways 4 times a year. So I can do my job from Florida and fly back up here 4 times and still get paid.
And why are you here?
Because I would like to do one more time.
Because you have a
job. You're not going to get elected if you do that way. You're not going to get elected. That's how I got my job. So, yeah. So, no, if you want the job again, you got to do it. But.
Right.
And I have some integrity, so I'm not doing that. That's like I say, I could.
Well, I couldn't believe it when I read our handbook.
Oh, my handbook's a joke.
Four times a pay period. The pay period is 2 weeks. I'm like, what? You can what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's ridiculous.
Mine's a little stricter than that. I got to be there to get paid.
Oh, well, I'm there. They always bump me because I'm the one that lives the furthest way from the office, and I'm usually the first one.
And no offense, but this guy here is a whiner, too. He's not like that. The guy that bitched about the
maybe so, but when you go to your town board, you don't expect the supervisor to say, get that.
I hear you, but yeah, I told him that myself. Sorry. But he's a whiner. He whines about everything.
Is the road yucky in front of you?
It's got somewhat in it, but it's
well,
I haven't seen anything as bad as it's been in years past. Yeah. I've had years past.
Well, I mean, it just started downpouring, though. I mean, come on.
Oh, yeah, it's been great.
Like, oh, look, it's harvest season. Let's rain.
You can't, you can't tell them you can't chop.
Yeah,
you
can't
feed cows.
Yeah.
And he does scrape the road.
Those damn cows.
I told him if I'm not busy, I'll put the broom on and broom the roads for him. I've done it for John Moore, I've done it for Dustin, I've done it for Schwab.
I saw him hey, like a huge tractor with a plow.
Catch me on a day.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. I saw a big tractor with a plow, plow. Is that what that was for? Yeah. Well, I just saw it in front of
the roads, but it's better than having this much mud in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, no, they do.
Yeah, we saw there was another tractor pulling another tractor out.
All three of the farmers in the town of Freedom do a good job keeping the roads clean. Because I yelled at them because they'd call me. And I'm like, I'll come do it, but I'm not doing it every year.
How long has that house been up there? The
one directly across?
The guy.
He's been there a couple. He's been there a while.
Is
10 years?
Looks,
10, 15 years.
Oh,
I'm say.
Yeah.
Really? Been a while.
Flies by.
I guess so.
But he said something about the money, and the reason he said something about the money is because I had an argument with him the other day about paving. He goes, no offense, he was in here getting his dog license, or Mindy was here. He says, no offense, but he goes, the town of Freedom has no right to pave roads. I'm like, excuse me? I said, fence is taken.
No right
like,
to pave roads?
Yeah, because we don't do a good enough job. Because he wants it like California Hill Road. I'm like, you know how much money the county gets compared to what we get? I said, they can afford to do that. I can't.
Right.
I said, I get as much as I can done with a skid paver. That's what I use. I said, I can't afford to get Zach and Tuzak to come pave roads for me. I do as much as I can with skid pavers, and I get another mile of road done. And we have 50-some miles of road.
Yeah.
I'm like, sorry. I said, fence is taken, because I said, I think we do a great job with the roads.
I don't think people all understand where, how it's done, where money comes from.
Look at Liberty Street. They've milled and overlaid that like every 2 years since at least 2007 when I started working up in Buffalo. Because it's milled and overlaid. You've got
to
fix the base underneath.
Cut the grass on the sides of the road. He backed up twice and did that ditch in front of my house, and I appreciate it.
He is on that thing.
Those weeds were 3 feet higher than the road surface, and they're 4 feet down in that ditch. I'm glad he did it.
Oh, I keep telling him, I said, Nate, you got OCD, ADHD, one of them. I said, you got one of them, because if there's a stalk of goldenrod hanging, he'll go back and mow it. He wants everything perfect. And I'm like, good for you, go. And he loves it. He loves it. That's his machine. He loves that tractor, that mower, and he just goes. We cut a lot more this year. I pulled a bunch of fence on the end of Edmonds Road. It was Boberg's.
Yeah.
It was trees, and he mowed it all. I pulled the fence out because Boberg called me. And he goes, Jimmy, there's fence in there. You want to be careful, don't wrap up the machine. So I went out and walked through the brush and pulled all the fencing posts and stuff. And then he went up and it's mulch. It's gone. There's like two trees that are this big around he couldn't get. He had a mulch under me. Didn't tell him not to.
We're good to
spring. But no, he does a great job. I'll tell him tomorrow.
Alright.
He gets a big head at once.
That's alright, let him have it.
Yeah, I agree. No, he does a great job. Oh my gosh. I tell him, get after that. He's a boom.
Get after that.
Easy, not so much. Somebody else is practicing. Yeah, he does a really good job. I got a good crew right now.
Good.
Don't forget him.
Did you hire another person?
No.
Oh, well, I don't remember hearing the name Nate.
He's been here for 2 years.
Nate who?
Braun.
Nate Braun.
He's the one.
Oh, okay.
He actually doesn't live in Freedom. It was not Kate. It's Boyd Braun. He had a woodworking place outside on 98.
Okay.
It's his kid.
Okay.
So
I knew Bill Braun.
He's 36 or so. But he does good work. He had a learner, he didn't have his license at first. He had to have his class three so he could drive a plow truck, and he does a good job.
He didn't need a CDL for that?
He had CDL, but wasn't to drive a 10 of them, to drive the, like, a pump truck trailer on it. So he had like a class one, but it was for the transfer.
Right.
I move to close our executive session at 7:44 and resume our regular board meeting.
Second.
Roll call, Josh Aaron.
Aye.
Josh Cutler.
Aye.
Nick Morgan.
Aye.
Dustin Blitz.
Aye. I move to adjourn this meeting at 7:45.
Second.
Roll call.
Did you say 7:47 for the...
7:45. 7:44.
Oh,
roll call, Josh Arum.
Aye.
Josh Cutler.
Aye.
Nick Morgan.
Aye.
Dustin Bliss.
Aye. Have a good night, everyone.
Have a good night.
Okay, was that video adorable?
Oh, the laughing one?
No. Oh, that. She's going to have legs of stone.
It's your training.